Hi, I'm Evany, deregistered midwife turned birthkeeper. Welcome to my podcast. Whether you are a birthkeeper, midwife, or aspiring to be one, or planning to take ownership of your own birthing experience, this is for you. Join me as I explore ways to reclaim pregnancy and birthing wisdom and skills for the future of our world. I'll be talking to you and my guests as we discover how magical birth happens outside of tick boxes and weave the science and sacred diving into authentic and traditional midwifery. So, just as my mantra says, let's keep birth truths alive. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I have had a little intermission while I took some time to look after myself. The past 2-3 years has been a bit of a challenge with things within my family and moving away from that working environment, knowing that I'd have a paycheck at the end of the month, to being in this space. And unfortunately, everything else took a complete slide. So that was nutrition, yoga, well-being, sleep. And I just threw myself into this work, which I have absolutely loved. And part of it is I am self-diagnosed with ADHD. I don't need somebody else to tell me that the way my brain works may be different to how some other people's brain works. And so what I do is I go hell for leather on something and really put in all my time and energy. And then to the detriment of anything else, I find it really hard to sort of multitask on lots of different things. So, and then once that thing's done, then it's gone and I move on to something else. But I'm back. So what I wanted to share this week was this incredible unraveling that's happening in my Way of the Birthkeeper program. I mean, I would call it a course, but it is definitely more than a course. It's not just a course. It is a journey. I have been really blessed to have these few women come and join me as they explore what it means to become a birth keeper and move forward in their already journeys that they're having around birth work. So we've got somebody who's a yoga teacher, someone who's a herbalist, somebody who runs a podcast and is does a lot on Instagram, all sorts of people doing amazing things and coming together. We've got a little WhatsApp group. So as part of the course, we're doing this over a 5-month period at the moment where there are online modules which cover everything from what it might mean to be a birth keeper, to be a wise presence at a birth, and what they may need to bring to that space and what they need to leave behind as well. We're looking at the medical model, because the way that I see birth is about navigating a middle way, a calling that is definitely happening for me and in the way and where I live down here in Cornwall, a middle way that it's not about saying the medical way is all bad. It's not about saying that free birth is the only way. It is a middle way where we take the bits that we need and the bits that we want, because all of us are individuals and that's really important. And we respect those pathways. So there's lots of different modules. But also we have a WhatsApp group, which just evolved naturally, that it was, I popped people in there so we could chat and get to know each other. And in the WhatsApp group is this beautiful, nurturing, nourishing conversations that are happening intuitively, where people might share something, an experience or a story, post some photographs. So what happened the other day was I was meant to be doing a teaching session, but unfortunately we've had COVID hit the house and I was looking after my granddaughter. Everyone was really wonderful and kind and said, you know, don't worry, we can push that back and we can reschedule. But what happened in the course of that day from the morning to the evening was a sharing, an absolute, you know, sort of sharing. People started sharing their birth stories. Somebody asked, you know, has anybody got any birth photographs that they could use for a project that they're working on? And people started sharing a little bit of video, some beautiful, powerful birth photographs of labours, and sharing the story behind it of what happened and how it impacted them, because that's what comes naturally, isn't it, when we share our photos and our births, and having this safe space to be able to talk about it is really important. Where in a world where the narrative is that birth is dangerous, scary, horrible, painful, you're lucky if you've escaped it alive with your baby, you know, at least I'm okay and my baby's okay. In that world where that narrative is absolutely the dominant way of talking about birth, I know that people find it really hard to share about their powerful birth experiences, their positive births, their beautiful births, sacred births, that birth was a ceremony, a ritual. It was every birth is a rite of passage, whether it's a medicalized rite of passage, as Robbie Davis Floyd talks about, or whether it's that sacred rite of passage that is a whole different expansive and transformative experience. And it was beautiful, a sharing of, there was some poetry, there were photos. And what's I reflect upon is that that's continued since that other day, that people are using these, the group is using this container of WhatsApp and what I'm facilitating in the way of the Birthkeeper course as a space to unfold, to continually peel back layers of who we are now, of our experiences that has brought us to this point, a space to reflect upon our friendships that have changed since becoming a mother, various different things that we've explored together, peeling back these layers that cannot easily be done in what a monthly woman circle, even that may be done within a journal space. But actually, by having this space that's small and nurturing and intimate, even though it's online, it feels intimate. There's 7 of us, 8 of us in the group. I'm useless at numbers. But we also talked about, you know, these big organisations, you know, these big spaces like Free Birth Society and Indie Birth, who are in their own way doing their work out there. But how the bigger something grows, the less personal it is, and maybe the less sort of safe it is as well, you know, in that respect, to be able to really be seen by each other and held, even if that's on an online space. So I just wanted to reflect on that, really, that if you want somewhere that is, you know, for you, a small, intimate, slow, soulful way to move into birth work, that's what I'm creating. And it's evolving intuitively. And I put the idea out there, this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to share from my own experiences and my continued learning. And I'm continually unfolding and unlearning and relearning and letting go and welcoming in as well to this place that I'm creating. And it'll be opening again in September. So if you want to join, if you want to learn more, drop me a message on Instagram or email me, find me on the website, wayofthebirthkeeper.org, I think. See, I'm so good at this. I can't even remember my own website. Is it .org or .org? It'll be down. It'll be in the show notes anyway. But I hope that you are having a beautiful weekend. And thank you for listening. And keep an eye out for the newsletter if you haven't signed up already. And I'll be back next week.